Dogs of Courage, When Britain's Pets Went to War, 1939 to 1945, by Claire Campbell and Christy Campbell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Dedicated to Jerry, War Dog 3055, 9458, and all the others. Preface. It was surely the strangest military unit of the Second World War, or any other. We first came across the existence of the War Dogs Training School when researching our book Bonzo's War, Constable, 2013, the story of Britain's civilian pets under fire in the conflict. That book was about domestic pets, cats and dogs in the main, and not those who officially served the armed forces, some becoming medal-winning heroes at the war's end. Hero animals already had memorials and biographies galore. A number of them had been mascots, dogs unofficially adopted by soldiers, sailors and airmen as good luck charms, or cookhouse companions at home, at sea and in the field. They had regularly featured in morale-boosting wartime newspaper coverage, depicting dogs smoking pipes or wearing jolly sailors' hats. It was the same with all the combatants on every front, where armies of unofficial canine camp followers followed the flag and the smell of the mobile field kitchen. Such accidental combatants were the ones who seemed to have been the most written about at the time and celebrated thereafter. Britain's official war dogs seemed entirely forgotten. A Freedom of Information request in autumn 2014 to the Ministry of Defence as to the whereabouts of their individual records...